Hillsong. Pam and I remember when we were seniors in the class of 59 at the Crawfordsville High School in Crawfordsville, Indiana. Wouldn't it be great to relive the activities and the fun of our last year? That was a memorable year of 1958-59. Why don't we take a trip back through that year and relive some of the events and talk with some of the personalities of CHS in this, our talking page of the 1959 Athenaeum. Remember homecoming when the juniors topped the seniors by taking first place in the float contest?
Yes, how can I ever forget it? I remember their theme. Confucius say we scuff 'em today.
And remember the seniors' theme?
Oh, yes. It was Sphinx thinks we'll win.
And didn't the homecoming queen look beautiful that night?
Wow, she sure did. Why don't we go back to the pep station when they announced her?
Here we are, the annual homecoming pep session. This event also sets the stage for the 1958 version of Crawfordsville High School homecoming. John Doyle, the State Council President, has just introduced the attendance of the homecoming team. They are President Sherry Canal, sophomore Kathy Hayes, junior Linda Canodo, second senior attendant Diane Stevens, and first senior attendant Betsy McCallum. And here is the announcer we've all been waiting for. The 1958 homecoming queen is Billy Dempford.
Dolly, how does it feel to be the 1958 homecoming queen?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Well, let's all give her a big hand. Dolly Dempford, our homecoming queen.
Steve, do you remember some of the convos we went to this year? Some were really good, but there were others that were quite boring.
I remember, but do you recall the one that we all thought very interesting? It was the one that we sat through with great intent.
Do you remember one of the main conversations of the student year 1958-59? Coach Jerry Hansen is beginning the words to the 1958 football team. They've had a good year, our seniors. Won 5 games, lost 4, and tied 1. We can be very proud of them and the work that they have done for Crawfordsville High School. Mr. Hansen is just about to present the most valuable football team award of the year. This is one of the most coveted awards given in Crawfordsville High School. And this year, the award goes to
Speaking of football teams and coaches, I wonder what Coach Jerry Huntsman said about his 1958 team.
Well, why don't we ask him? Mr. Huntsman, what did you think of your team this year?
This year, the Athenaeum football team played a test schedule, won 5, lost 4, and tied 1. The teams we played on schedule and lost 2 were some of the toughest football teams in the state of Indiana. Brazil was undefeated, West Side and Noblesville each losing only one game. We were a young ball club as far as the line was concerned and had an experience but light backfield. The line will be back, but we will very well backfield for next season. But all in all, this was a good football year at Crawfordsville, showing that a small bunch of boys can do a lot with a lot of work. And I hope that we continue to improve in the future as much as we improved over the preceding year this year. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Huntsman.
And along with sports and dramatics, we have our outstanding musical groups such as the Senior Chords, Athenaeettes, the Madrigal Group, and Girls Chorus.
Yes, I remember Girls Chorus. They were very outstanding this year. Remember how well they blended together? remember when the basketball games started. And after the games, we had our mixers, which were always very pleasant and enjoyable to attend. We'd see our friends and then go out to the club or to the Dog and Suds or the Ginger Booth. Our theme song on these kind of nights would be, I Could Have Danced All Night, and sometimes we tried to.
Our band was very outstanding this year, giving concerts in Indiana and Ohio, and also at all the basketball and the football games. When they marched out on the field, the bleachers almost collapsed.